Hachette Audio presents Long Live Evil, written by Sarah Rhys Brennan, read by Maura Quirk. Please see bonus PDF. For my brother, Rory Rhys Brennan, a real hero, better than in any book. Every tongue brings in a several tale, and every tale condemns me for a villain. Richard III, Shakespeare. Chapter 1. The Villainess Faces Death. Ours is a land of terrible miracles. Here the dead live and lies come true. Beware, here every fantasy is possible. Time of Iron, Anonymous. The Emperor broke into the throne room. In one hand he held his sword, in the other the head of his enemy. He swung the head jauntily, fingers twisted in blood-drenched, tangled hair. A scarlet trail on the hammered gold tiles marked the Emperor's passage. His boots left deep crimson footprints. Even the ice-blue lining inside his black cloak dripped with red. No part of him was left unstained. He wore the crowned death mask, empty of the jewel that should adorn his brow, and a breastplate of bronze with falling stars wrought in iron. The red gleaming metal fingers of his gauntlets tapered into shining claws. When he lifted the mask, fury and pain had carved his face into new lines. After his time in the sunless place, he was pale as winter light, radiance turned so cold it burned. He was a statue with a splash of blood staining his cheek, like a red flower on stone. She barely recognized him. He was the once and forever emperor, the corrupt and divine, the lost and found prince, master of the dread ravine, commander of the living and the dead. None could stop his victory march. She couldn't bear to watch him smile, or the shambling dead behind him. Her gaze was drawn by the hungry gleam of his blade. She wished it had stayed broken. The hilt of the reforged sword of Iam was a coiled snake. On the blade an inscription glittered and flowed as if written on water. The only word visible beneath a slick coat of blood.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?